Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Times of Israel wrote on May 2. Israeli leaders on Monday demanded an apology and denounced Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for saying Nazi leader Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood and that Jews are among the worst anti-Semites. Lavrov made the remarks during an interview with Italian television, in which he claimed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's Jewishness did not undercut Russia's claims that its invasion of Ukraine was meant to denazify the country. The aim of such lies is to blame the Jews themselves for the most terrible crimes in history that were committed against them, thus freeing from responsibility the oppressors of Israel, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement from his office. Bennett's denunciation followed stronger condemnation from Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and other Israeli ministers. This is an unforgivable and scandalous comment, a terrible historical error, and we expect an apology, Lapid said. Hitler was not of Jewish origin, and the Jews did not murder themselves in the Holocaust. The lowest form of racism against Jews is blaming the Jews themselves for anti-Semitism, added Lapid. We are making every effort to maintain good relations with Russia, but there is a line, and this time the line has been crossed. The Russian government must apologize to us and to the Jewish people. However, the Russian government didn't do anything of the kind. On May 3, the Daily Mail wrote, Russia has doubled down and accused Israel of supporting neo-Nazis in Ukraine. In a bitter row sparked by Sergei Lavrov's comments that Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood. In a statement today, the Russian Foreign Ministry said Lapid's comments were anti-historical and explaining to a large extent why the current Israeli government supports the neo-Nazi regime in Kyiv. Moscow reiterated Lavrov's point that Zelensky's Jewish origins did not preclude Ukraine from being run by neo-Nazis. Now, where does this idea come from, that Hitler might have Jewish blood in his veins? This is something which has been continuously stated. It is still being stated today, especially in Germany and in other parts around the world. So, what is the origin of that idea? I found the following article very interesting, which was published by Der Spiegel on July 23, 1967. And that is just representative of many articles and books written in this regard. Der Spiegel wrote, These people must not know who I am, Adolf Hitler once taught his nephew, William Patrick Hitler. They must not know where I come from and what family I come from. These people, they were the journalists, and neither they nor anyone else found out. The man from Braunau, whom everyone knew, ultimately remained unrecognized. The racist, who allowed every German to climb the family tree to look for their ancestors, hid himself in the undergrowth of his own origins. But the more Adolf Hitler made his origins first a party secret and then a state secret, the more rampant the hidden interest in his past became, generating rumor upon rumor. Hitler opponents, as well as Hitler friends, even doubted whether the inventor of the racial inquisition would have met the strict requirements of his own clan office. That was the most amazing ancestral theory, that the Jew-hater and Jew-annihilator, Hitler himself, was of Jewish descent, and it originated in his own party. As early as 1921, members of the NSDAP, who wanted to contest Hitler's assumption of power in the party, distributed leaflets with texts such as, "Hitler believes the time has come to bring discord and fragmentation into our ranks on behalf of his dark backers, and thereby conduct the affairs of Judaism and its helpers. And how does he fight this battle? Really Jewish." In 1930, Hitler's nephew, William Patrick, wrote his uncle a letter in which he suggested that Hitler had Jewish blood in his veins. Hitler was horrified. "Spies are sent out to track down our past," he said. He commissioned his legal advisor at the time, Hans Frank, to investigate this disgusting blackmail story. Before the outbreak of the Second World War, photographs were secretly passed around in Germany showing the grave of the Jew Adolf Hitler, with a double T, who died in 1892 and was buried in the Bucharest Cemetery. The Polish-Jewish newspaper Hind published the picture, and a Warsaw journalist wrote that it was the final resting place of Adolf Hitler's grandfather. Doubts about Hitler's Aryan origin now also beset the Reichsführer of the SS, Heinrich Himmler. On August 4, 1942, he secretly sent out spies to find out the ancestry of the Führer. And in 1945, after the Third Reich had perished along with Hitler, the Anthropological Commission, an international body of renowned scholars, concluded that Hitler was, and I quote, "a bastard of a not very respected Jew." The Hitler biographer and former priest Franz Jetzinger even considers it possible that Hitler had an entire community bullied to erase genealogical markers. The fact that the community of Döllersheim and the surrounding area where Hitler's father was born and Hitler's grandmother was buried was turned into a greater German military training area in 1941, made him speculate. It seems that the destruction of Döllersheim was directly ordered by the Führer and of insane hatred of his father, who perhaps had a Jew for his father. When Hitler monologued all night long at familiar circles because of his disturbed sleep pattern, he spoke a lot about the German family, but not about his own. Most consistently, he concealed what the inbreeding in his family could have revealed. He was silent about his father's three marriages, his five siblings, two half-siblings, his nephews and nieces. And he was also silent about the affair with his niece, Angela Geli Raubal, who was 18 years his junior. According to Hitler's nephew, Patrick, Geli was expecting a child when she took her life in 1931. Hitler confessed to his personal photographer, Heinrich Hoffmann, that he loved Geli, but he could not bring himself to marry her. The German people demanded that he belong only to them, he said. Only once, it was as early as 1919, did Adolf Hitler slip a remark that shows that he considered valuable what the Nazi ideology later declared to be reprehensible, inbreeding. At that time, he explained how, quote, "the Jew in general preserves his race and its individuality more keenly than many of the peoples among whom he lives, through inbreeding for 1,000 years, often carried out in the narrowest circles." Now, so far the article, much more is being stated in there. I just wanted to give you a short synopsis, actually, of what was said. Now, we are not taking any position insofar as whether Hitler was partially Jewish or not. That's not the point. That's not even of importance. What is important and important is the fact that Hitler is a forerunner of the final beast, that individual who is being described in the book of Revelation and also in other books of the Bible. And insofar as Hitler is concerned, whatever we can know about him may be of interest insofar as the beast is concerned, because many things will repeat themselves. For instance, we do read in the book of Daniel that Jews will collaborate with the beast. We read in the book of Zechariah that Jews will even fight against Jerusalem. Now, we are not saying that the beast will be Jewish, but we are saying that these things are going to happen, and we are saying that many rumors will be spread, like they were in the case of Adolf Hitler, so that nobody really knew who Hitler was, where he came from, what he actually planned to do. The same will be true with the beast. And the Bible tells you, my friends, that only very few will be able to realize and recognize who the beast is going to be. It says that those who are not written in the book of life will follow the beast, will worship the beast. Only the very few will be the exception. Now, you can be one of those exceptions. Our free booklet on the European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire goes in great detail into who and what the beast is, what to look for, what his characteristics will be, and what actually is so important about him. Many rumors will be spread, pro and against, as was the case with Hitler. But it says the whole world will follow the beast and worship him. Make sure you are not one of them when the time arrives. So please ask for our free booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.